We have information from identity cards of the dead Russian soldiers. They are all over from Russia. They're from Siberia. They're even from Kamchatka, some of them. They're from St. Petersburg. They're from Moscow Oblast. So we cannot call this a full-scale war, in your opinion?
This is the professional warriors which were sent to do the demilitarization and the Nazification of Ukraine. So this
do
is
you agree
very
with
important
statements?
To note. I agree fully with this statement because I was analyzing from the military point of view and I was communicating with the Minister of Defense and asking them exactly the questions you raised up. So I was asking them in details to get the whole picture. I wanted to say, Bogdan, you mentioned a very important thing, that you agree somehow that there was there is a Western help and it helps from your point of view. But the thing is that all this conflict and this hot phase was reached by the Western powers. So yes, they help you now, but they provoked the conflict. They was provoking
Russia has
the instability.
Provoked the conflict.
No. The question Russia had.
We have a Jewish president. How can you conduct denazification when we have a president of Jewish origin?
Sorry, this is not the argument. He didn't ban the Nazi organization, but that's not the topic of what we are speaking now. The question is that now here is the problem. NATO was provoking this war. Ukraine was Zelensky till the end. You remember, he was trying to be a mediator. He was trying to be neutral. Putin was trying to be neutral. He was speaking with all the sides of the conflict. He was receiving Macron. He spoke with him 5 hours. He was receiving Scholz. And Zelensky was also afraid of this war. But NATO put a fuel into that. NATO was provoking.
Who's invading
Russia?
Did NATO invade Russia? We see that Russia has invaded Ukraine, and we see that it is completely not true, because Russia is the one who we should blame. It is not the Western powers. NATO has been protecting the Baltic states. Russia has been provoking Baltic states for the long time. We see that NATO is not one to blame. We see that Russia has attacked us. It is like victim blaming. We cannot blame victims for that. We can only blame Russia. We cannot blame Ukraine for what is happening.
Thank you.
We cannot blame
Zelensky. Thank you, Bogdan, for your analysis. Thank you a lot. It's important to hear your point of view, and I'm very. I want to thank you also for that you're speaking and you're debating. So I really appreciate this because with other colleagues from the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, I didn't have a chance to speak. So for this, really thank you. You're a person to whom we can speak. The problem is that the Ukrainian army, what we need to note is that Ukrainian army was bombing the Donbas regions. In 2014, there was a referendum in Donetsk and People's Republic, and they have chosen to be independent.
Nobody recognized this referendum.
This is the other question of the time, and the problem is that after this, the Ukrainian army started to do the bombardings, and personally,
the Russian army started
several
to do
people.
The bombarding. We were protecting our territorial sovereignty.
Yes, you were bombarding your own territory, absolutely, and
no,
you was
Russia has been
following the Minsk. You didn't follow the Minsk accordance.